crop none of it and the other, and that was Uncle Jim's mark, I believe. I forgot what Mr. Bill's mark was, but I used to know every mark in the country. Papa did too.
Yeah. What did people call him? A male hog.
They call him a boar. And my daddy, when we'd hunt them old dogs, the way they'd act, he could tell just as good when there's a wild boar in the bunch. Mm. And wild boars, you know, just travel. They'd go from one bunch to another. And they were some big ones and some bad ones them days, too. And if there's a wild boar in a bunch, my daddy'd always say, "Now, you boys stay behind a wild boar in that bunch, and we'll get him out whenever they'd, usually whenever you got up there, why, they'd break the bunch, you know, the wild boars would. The other hogs stand, and the dogs bait. And unless Papa stopped the dog, one of them would go with that and bait him somewhere else. Usually bait him in a clay root or in a branch or something, you know, and if he was unmarked, Papa would let one of the dogs go, and then we'd go and always throw hogs a little corn, you know. We had a sack of corn with us. Didn't make no difference whose hogs it was. You'd throw them some corn. And whenever you throw them corn, they was used to that. They were wild, all right. You couldn't get around them, couldn't get up nowhere about them unless you had a dog to bay them. We had a big bunch of hogs up there in the swamp. They're out from the swamp and the old Walker place called. And them hogs could be 100 yards from you. And them dogs bayed, Papa could whistle and them hogs would come to it. They'd come just to rattling, and the dogs would let them scatter then, you know, to come on to you. They'd come around, circle back and forth around. And we'd throw the corn down, feed them that way. But when them one broke the bunch like that, one of the dogs would stay with a bunch of hogs and bay them till you got there, and the other one would go on with the wild hogs unless Papa tell them not to. And if he was unmarked, Papa would let him go. And they had agreement, you know, to whenever a wild boar come to your bunch, I'd castrate him and he'd go back to his bunch where he belonged. Not mark him, just castrate him. Mm-hmm. And we'd always let him go and let one of the dogs go with him, and when we'd get the others rounded up and feed him a little, we'd the other dog, then he'd go on and go to that and then bay him. If I bait him in a usually in a clay root or something, we'd get up on that log, you know, and rope him. Mm-hmm. I've roped him anyone. I never did fall off on one, but I said Uncle Bud fell in on one time. That scared the hog bad, did him, though. But it's one of the hog had to cut him all to pieces.
What did you call a hog after it'd been castrated?
He's a bar then. Mm-hmm.